Many of them had a Talmud who served the Ben Ezel closely, personally served him. Yet this Talmud was very shy. He wanted to ask Ben Ezel to help him, to bring him closer. He knew this Talmud was wise. He knew the Ben Ezel was a tzaddik emes. He was zecher to understand that. But he felt very shy in getting closer to talk to the Ben Ezel. To talk to the tzaddik emes, you can learn, you can be guided, you can have vidui devarim, words of confession, be guided in how to improve your lot, how to advance yourself in avodas Hashem. But he had no courage to speak up to the Ben Ezel. The Ben Ezel detected this, of course. One time, after coming out of the bathhouse, the Ben Ezel said to this Talmud, "Bring me my shoes. Serve me, bring me my shoes." And brought them over. The Ben Ezel said, "Now I'll tell you something. Without you even approaching me, I'm telling you now, accustom yourself to speak to Hashem. Every day, have Hesperus. Become so familiarized with Hesperus to Hashem, and then you'll be able to speak to me also much more freely." After a while, a little later on, Ben Ezel said to this Talmud, "I'll give you a mashal to understand this, why this kind of shyness is unhealthy. For example, there was a person who set out, he was powerful, he was strong, he set out to conquer a certain area, to break through a walled city. Crash through that wall took a lot of strength, a lot of power, a lot of courage. And he girded himself, strengthened himself for that battle. He came to the wall with a very fierce determination. There was no question in his mind he was going to break through that wall and conquer. When he came to the wall, though, he found a spider web on the wall. He felt this was too much. How could he break through a spider web? The barrier, the obstacle was too big. This stopped him, and he drew back. Can there be anything more foolish than a thing like that because of a tiny spider web? A person should lose out on breaking through and gaining victory. Here, too, a person is going through, he has a wall between himself, Kaviyachol and Hashem, within himself and the Tzaddik Emes, and because of a spider web, because of a tiny item, he lacks the azus of Kedusha, which means he's got to have the brazenness, but a holy brazenness, to come forward, speak up, gather up, muster up enough courage to speak up to the Tzaddik Emes, or in his way to speak up to Hashem, gather up that whichever is necessary for that, the necessary spirit, and speak. With that, the person can actually break through and gain the new level, a new step. Now, because of a small item, he lacks that tiny drop of Aznik Dusha, a person can actually lose everything. Lose his chance to gain Gan Eden, lose his chance to gain blessings in this world, which are the rewards for his burdens, or the reward of getting a bracha from Tzaddik Emes. So a person should think about this carefully, and then he'll gain enough courage to go through with it. Ben Ezel said to this Talmud, "I advise you, I've always said a person should have 1 hour a day, but it is, you should have two. 1 hour in which you prepare yourself, no, but it is, to stand and concentrate. Prepare yourself, gird yourself for the actual action of approaching Hashem and having his prayers. That hour of preparation, prepare your mind. Put it in the right frame of mind, you'll be able to have his prayers for an hour freely and easily. Second hour, speak to Hashem and have his prayers." Of course, this is what the Gemara says too. Chassidim HaRishonim would wait an hour before davening. This is interpreted to mean that they prepared themselves for the actual davening, so they was there, they come before Hashem and daven with the right kavan. The ikud is, as Ben Ezel said, the ikud is, spite of this, because through his spite of this, a person can get that much closer to Hashem, a person can be zecher to become elevated, to advance himself in religion, ruach, gashmius, in kedusha, the schus of his spite of this, be zecher to see with our eyes the Yeshua Shlema. Spite of this, the entire Klal Yisrael, should see with our eyes the DSK, Tzedek, and Heda, in Beis Mikdash, in Vilni.